Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government is devoted to welfare of the poor and citizen empowerment through inclusive development as it completes 11 years in office. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes power of collective action for greener future on World Environment Day. Prime Minister Modi leads tree plantation drive, flags off 200 electric buses in Delhi. Bad weather stalls tourist evacuation in flood hit Sikkim. 63 rescued so far. Death toll in Assam reaches 14 in rain-related incidents. NIA conducts searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in a terror-related case. Trump administration bans entry of citizens from 12 countries, citing security concerns. And in French Open tennis, Arina Sabalenka to face Iga Swiatek, while Coco Gauff to clash with Loïse Boisson in semifinals of women's singles this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. In this special feature, Akashvani News takes a closer look at the government's impactful initiatives and achievements across vital sectors. Today, we focus on education and sports, the key to empowering India's Amrit Peedhi, the young generation.
In a country where almost two-thirds of its population is under the age of 35, it is the youth that will shape India's destiny. And today, the government is laying the foundation for the future dreams through education and sports. In the field of education, the government has laid out an ambitious roadmap to ensure holistic and inclusive learning from the foundational level through higher education. Under the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, the government aims to achieve 100% enrollment from preschool to secondary level by 2030 and 50% in higher education by 2035. Since 2014, the number of higher education institutions has jumped from 51,000 to over 70,000. With major expansions in IITs, IIMs and AIIMS. The PM Shri Yojana is upgrading 14,500 schools, focusing quality education, holistic development and 21st century skills, while also serving as a mentor institutions for neighboring schools. Alongside education, sports have emerged as a national priority. Under the Khelo India movement, over 1,000 training centers have been opened and 3,000 young athletes receive annual support of 6.28 lakh rupees. The Target Olympic Podium Scheme, TOPS, supports India's top athletes with training, equipment and international exposure. These efforts are paying off. India won 13 medals in the last two Olympics and a record-breaking 29 medals at the Paris Paralympics. India isn't just teaching its youth to read and write. It is teaching them to dream big, run fast and never stop. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amritkaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on World Environment Day called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable.
Prakruti rakshati rakshita, arthat jo prakruti ki raksha karte hain, prakruti unki raksha karti hai.
Paryavaran mein santulan ye hamari puratan parampara ka ek ahem hissa hai. Hamare yahan kaha gaya hai, yat pinde tad brahmand, yani jo pind yani jeev mein hai wahi brahmand mein hai.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam initiative. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Sustainable Transport Initiative. The Prime Minister also planted a sindoor sapling at his residence. The plant was gifted to him by the brave women of Kutch in Gujarat, who had displayed extraordinary courage and patriotism during the 1971 India-Pakistan War. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways has accelerated its efforts towards decarbonisation with a sustained push for adopting the cleaner mode of transportation. This is in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Panch Amrit goals for achieving net zero emissions by 2070. In an article written in an English daily on the occasion of World Environment Day, Mr. Vaishnav added that the Indian Railways is working on a multi-pronged approach to achieve the net zero emission target. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists from Chatian has been stalled due to bad weather. The rescue operation had commenced this morning with two Mi-17 helicopters successfully completing two sorties so far to airlift 63 evacuees out of 109 stranded tourists to Pakyong Greenfield Airport from Chatian. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical as incessant rainfall continues to swell water levels of rivers and inundate new areas. Over 6 lakh people across 19 districts have been affected, with nearly 1,500 villages submerged. The death toll has reached 14 in rain-related incidents. More from our correspondent.
Assam continues to reel under severe flood on the 7th day today. The river Brahmaputra, Barak, Buridihin, Kopili, Sonai, Katakhal and other tributaries are following above danger level. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, over 41,000 people are in the 190 relief camps. Road, railway and ferry services have been disrupted at various places across the state. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has warned of light to heavy rainfall with thunderstorms at isolated places all over the state. Aminul Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Arunachal Pradesh, continuous heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life, affecting over 33,000 people across the state. Flash floods and landslides have triggered road blockades, leaving many interior villages cut off. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in northeast India today and rainfall activity over the region over the next 7 days. The National Investigation Agency is conducting searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in a terror-related case. The raids are being carried out in Pulwama, Kulgam, Shopian, Baramulla and Kupwara districts. The searches are being conducted since early morning based on specific inputs against overground workers of various terrorist organizations in the terror conspiracy case. The Karnataka High Court will take up the issue of stampede at Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday that claimed lives of 11 people. The court will hear the petition in the afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Link USBRL project during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Talking to Akashwani News, Executive Director Information and Publicity Railway Board Dilip Kumar said, the Chenab River, which is the world's highest railway arch bridge and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Bridge, which are part of the USBRL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी इस रेलखंड पर दो नई वंदे भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनों को फ्लैग ऑफ करने वाले हैं. साथ ही ये जो पूरा प्रोजेक्ट है वह राष्ट्र को डेडिकेट किया जाने वाला है. इसमें कई कई टनल्स हैं, ब्रिजेस हैं. जो टनल्स है उसमें से एक टनल जो है टनल T50 की लंबाई जो है वो 13 किलोमीटर के आसपास है, जबकि जो चिनाब ब्रिज है वह अपने आप में काफी महत्वपूर्ण है. यह दुनिया का सबसे ऊंचा आर्क ब्रिज है और हमारे इंजीनियरों ने इसको बनाया है, तो पूरे देश के लिए गर्व की बात है.
Jammu and Kashmir is witnessing transformative reforms since the abrogation of Article 370. Several large-scale infrastructure projects have boosted the region's economy and improved connectivity, thereby easing the lives of people. The assembly and municipal body elections in Jammu and Kashmir were conducted peacefully. Enhanced security also helped tourism. A record number of tourists visited Jammu and Kashmir last year. The multi-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has strongly put forth India's resolute stand against terrorism during a series of meetings held with leaders, senior officials and Indian diaspora in the USA. After meeting with the leadership of the House Foreign Affairs Committee in Washington, D.C., Mr. Tharoor said India is grateful for this strong and unconditional support.
There was, as the chairman said, a complete unanimity in condemning the terrorist attacks and in defending India's right to defend itself. And we are very grateful for that support because it was strong and unconditional. Equally, of course, we talked about broader issues involving our countries, involving trade, the economy, students, visas, broader concerns about the relationship. But everybody, the Indian side and the American side, want to see this relationship becoming stronger, more effective and covering more aspects of life and of geopolitics.
Speaking to media, Chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Brian Mast, condemned the terrorist attack, saying that there is no room in this world for these kinds of attacks.
A strong condemnation for the terrorist attacks that took place. There's no room in this world for those kind of attacks. The world was holding its breath, looking at what had taken place, both in disgust, but as well as the response that took place that allowed those hostilities to come to an end. When you are attacked, you have no choice but to respond. The world does not allow anything else. And so it was absolutely necessary that those responses took place. But we have a great friendship and a great partnership between our nations, and we see nothing but growth and expansion for that in the future.
In Uttar Pradesh, on the auspicious occasion of Ganga Dashera festival, Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya witnessed the consecration of Raja Ram and other deities on the first floor of the temple today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took part in Pran Pratishtha rituals of Ram Darbar. Here is a report.
In Ayodhya, Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, as soon as the Pran Pratishtha started on the first floor, the sound of Vedic mantras started resonating from all directions. The voices of acharyas, saints and the smell of heaven created a spiritual atmosphere in the temple premises. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath became a witness of this dignified moment. Acharya Jayaprakash completed the rituals of Pran Pratishtha with 101 Vedic acharyas. Sri Ram Mandir Tirth Kshetra Trust informed that for visitors entry announcement will be made soon. A large number of devotees have reached Ayodhya. High security arrangements have been made for convenience and safety of the devotees. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Millions of people from across the globe, including India, are performing Hajj in Saudi Arabia today, marking the beginning of the five-day pilgrimage yesterday. Hajj pilgrims spent the night at Mina. They are now converging at Plains of Arafat for the main ritual of Hajj, reciting prayers. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation banning the citizens of 12 countries from entering the United States, citing national security and public safety threats. The proclamation signed by President Trump fully restricts and limits the entry of nationals from 12 countries: Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan and Yemen. In French Open tennis, the top seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus will meet Polish player and fifth seed Iga Swiatek, while unseeded Loïs Boisson of France will take on world number 2 Coco Gauff of the US in the semi-final of women's singles in the evening. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex was up 389 points at 81,387, and National Stock Exchange's Nifty 50 was up 125 points to 24,748 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government is devoted to welfare of the poor and citizen empowerment through inclusive development as it completes 11 years in office. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes power of collective action for greener future on World Environment Day. Bad weather stalls tourist evacuation in flood hit Sikkim. Death toll in Assam reaches 14 in rain-related incidents. NIA conducts searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in a terror-related case. Trump administration bans entry of citizens from 12 countries, citing security concerns. And with that, we end the midday news.